A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. If you're brand new to this podcast, welcome to A Great Life. You have finally made it. This podcast is simple. It's all about understanding that you deserve to live a great life. So I'm here to shed some fresh perspective, some understanding with a dash of wisdom. So without further ado, let's get into it. Now, if you're watching, you can clearly see that I've already started adding my Christmas decor. You obviously can't see the whole house, but you can probably at least see the pillows. Yes, I'm that person, okay? As soon as November 1st hits, it's Christmas to me. But hey, that might just be me. I don't know. Anybody out there already decorating? Just know you're not alone, okay? So today, I just wanted to remind you that you are not your thoughts, but that God judges a man based upon his heart posture. So the scripture says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I find that a lot of times people just kind of stop at, as a man thinketh, so is he. But the scripture actually reads, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, the reason why I want to remind you that you're not your thoughts is because the truth is we get crazy thoughts. Sometimes you're just sitting and minding your business and you're like, I could rob that candy store over there. But you know in your heart, you ain't no thief. So you're looking at yourself like, why the heck did I just think that? And, you know, if some people are experiencing a lot of anxiety and depression and things of that nature, they'll give a lot more life to those crazy, weird thoughts than they actually need to. Because a lot of people naturally believe that whatever runs through their mind is a reflection of who they are. But we also know that there are spirits in the air. The actual, you know, spirits of the air. It's like an actual realm where spirits dwell. And so that realm also has the thoughts realm. So it's just to say that you are not your thoughts. Everything that runs through your head is not a reflection of you. Some of it is just a reflection of flesh. The flesh has thoughts, you know. Some of it is a reflection of a spirit that just is right there and dropping thoughts in your airspace. So it's just to say, hey, we all think crazy, but understand that it is the measure of your heart that God is looking at. It is the measure of your actions based on your heart posture. Recently, we actually had a family member visit, and I struggled a lot with this visit at first because this family member reminded me of my grandma. Now, most of you probably don't know, because how would you know? But I was raised by my grandma, and I loved her dearly. Shout out to all the grandmas out there. She was my best friend. You know, she was the normal in my life, the main character from little to adulthood. So when she passed back in 2021, that was a struggle for me. So when this family member comes to visit, and they kind of remind me of her, I struggled a bit, you know. But during the visit, we took a lot of pictures, you know, we had a lot of fun. And it ended up being a very rejuvenative visit for both parties. And I remember sitting with myself at one moment, and I was like, you know, Lord, I know I miss my grandma, but some of these, you know, thoughts just, they just don't make sense. Like, they're just not the best ones. And so the Lord was like, look at these photos. So I look at the pictures we took, and they're just these beautiful moments that I'm like, you know, throughout the trip, I'm like, all right, everybody, let's take this picture. Let's take this picture, because my true nature is joy, is laughter, it's inclusivity, it's warmth, you know, it's make everybody feel at home. That's who I am. But some of the thoughts coming through my head wasn't a reflection of that. It was a reflection of grief or anger, which is tied to grief. And, you know, if anyone's ever lost someone that they really, really love and was really, really close to, then you understand that grief comes in waves. And sometimes those waves are anger. Sometimes those waves are depressive, disassociative. It's all a part of the grieving process. And over time, they will, you know, not hit you as frequent. It's just the process. But anyways, God goes, look at these beautiful photos that you've taken, these beautiful memories that you've captured. He goes, that's your heart. And I'm like, wow. He's like, I ain't thinking about your thoughts. I'm thinking about your heart. And your heart knew that those moments needed to be captured. Your heart saw the beauty in the simplicity, even though the thoughts were not a reflection of that. Your actions reflected your heart. So it's just to say, find peace in knowing that, hey, sometimes you're going to think crazy. Sometimes they're fleshly thoughts. Sometimes they're demonic realm thoughts. And sometimes your mind is just wandering. That's life. But as long as your heart posture is good, as long as your deep desire is to do good and your actions reflect good, that's what God is looking at. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as we move along in this beautiful new season of receiving, of giving, of celebration, you know, I like to call it Jesus season, remember to act from your heart and know that that's what matters the most. It is. Because people see your heart. God sees your heart. And you know your heart. So don't be down. Don't be discouraged. Be blessed. Don't be stressed. And be ready to receive all the goodness that God has for you in this season. And also be ready to give goodness in this season. Because you already know. You deserve to live a great life. I truly pray that this episode has blessed you. I pray that it has kept you. I pray that it was something that you needed to hear in this very moment, that your ears are receiving my voice. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Until next time, I'm Paris Chardet. Peace. Christmas season is coming up, so it is time to get some really cool gifts. So make sure you head over to madebypair.com and give the gift of imagination with the Nightly Affirmation Journal. This journal is designed to help you reimagine your reality in 30 nights. Because the truth is, a lot of people want to change their life. They just simply don't know where to start. And this journaling experience will help you at least get a start and start manifesting some phenomenal blessings in your life through perspective, God's word, journaling, and prayer. So make sure you give the gift of reimagination and head over to madebypair.com right now. Go get it. A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pair.